For many children and young people, or indeed adult learners as well, lockdown has meant finding new ways to study from home. Now, if you are blind or partially sighted, RNIB's Bookshare may have the answer for you in making educational titles more accessible. Now, I'm joined today by Mum Christine and her son Charlie, who have been using the RNIB Bookshare service. So, Charlie, tell me, how has it been for you having this at home?
Hi, so having the opportunity to access all of my books that I would normally be wanting to access and be able to access at school, having that opportunity to access it at home has effectively meant that my studies aren't stopping during the pandemic. Even in this lockdown, obviously with schools closing and homeschooling and things like that, it's allowing me just to carry on with the studies and really just continue that work towards the next steps.
And there are so many titles out there. Was it easy for you to find the ones you wanted?
Absolutely. I think every single book I've needed so far has been on Bookshare. All these academic titles and these textbooks that I need, they're all just so easily accessible. It's great that they've got so many titles on there.
What way do you read your books then? Do you use Braille or audio? What's best for you?
So I get most of my work I do electronically. So I get the books through as a PDF off Bookshare, and then I will either enlarge it through PDF, use Supernova that I've got on my laptop to read it to me. So the ability to have it as a PDF on the laptop's, a huge help for that.
Was it easy to set up and is it easy to use?
Absolutely. I can get really any book within a matter of minutes, if not second, as long as I know the title of the book or the ISBN number or something like that, it's unbelievably easy to access any of them.
And you can carry them all around with you in your iPad or your smartphone as well. So no carrying lots of books around with you when you are out and about.
Exactly. Practicality, it's a huge help. So for me, I need text size 72. So if I was to have any kind of paper copies of things like books, it would need to be masses of papers, huge rainforests. And obviously, that can't really be carried around. So, having the access electronically through Bookshare is such a massive help.
And we've got Mum Christine with us as well. Christine, this must be great having this, and he's really got no excuse to not study now.
No, I know it's fantastic. It is fantastic, to be truthfully honest, because obviously, if you didn't have that access, then there wouldn't be any studying to be done, or certainly very little anyway.
It must be quite tricky for parents, for any parents out there who have children or young students who are at home and trying to keep up their studies, trying to help them out. So, has this really come at the right time for you?
Yeah, it certainly has. I mean, I must admit, we've got some friends ourselves that have got children that are visually impaired, and they've been really struggling. And I've had one or two actually message me, actually saying, "What's Charlie doing? How's he coping?" And obviously, I've signposted them towards RNIB Bookshare just to sort of like help them. And they've come back and they said they didn't even know this existed. So to be honest, it's great. So
Well done for spreading the
yeah.
word. Charlie, you've got it there. You're using it successfully. Have you been spreading the word or helping others as well?
Yeah, definitely. I know a lot of people similar to my age that are also blind and partially sighted. So if any of them ever say that they're having issues looking for things like books, and we've spoken to people through things like social
Yeah,
media,
absolutely.
lots of these groups on things like Facebook. Anybody says they've got any issues with being able to access work, and obviously that's a big issue that's being presented at the moment with this lockdown and homeschooling. Between us, we are both signposting them as much as we can towards this, because it's just one of those resources that just makes independent learning so much more accessible and so much easier.
It must be great to know that you can sort of pass on the word and help others for such a valuable and such a free resource as well.
Exactly. To be honest, it's great. We'll both say we've had people that then message back, like you just said, Mum,
Yeah.
them saying, this is a great resource. It's really sort of enhancing that learning opportunity. And obviously now at the moment, when we're having this sort of big community feel that we need to try and have, it's a thing to be able to do, signposting towards these different things and then hear their stories of positivity back.
Now, if you'd like more information on RNIB's Bookshare or any services, please do call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. It's available Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's also lots on the RNIB website. go to rnib.org.uk. Guys, I won't keep you too long from the studies then. Charlie and Mum Christine, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks.